It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by Della Tofola. Of course, Mark Carpenter, my co-host on Brouhaha.
How are we doing?
Let's go live, and I have to say, I have never said this in the 11 years we've been doing this show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go live to the island of Malta. Jeez, Orlando's in Malta. Okay, so you were in Italy, and then you were doing your beer thing in Italy, and then somebody came up and said, Herlinda, we want you to go to Malta? What the hell happened?
Well, it's rather appropriate, malt.
Yeah.
Beer joke.
I said that.
Yes, is, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I had some friends that I met through beer, through my friend Andreas Falt, who's been on the show, and they own a house here in Malta. They're British, and they're super duper into beer, and they're actually helping a native Maltesian named Matthew, and his last name is too hard for me to pronounce. It's 2 o'clock in the morning here for me right now.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning here too.
So he's actually importing American European beers, and like I've been, you know, saying every time I, you know, talk about, you know, my traveling, that some beer sales in America are slowing. However, the rest of the world, you know, including places that weren't, you know, notable for beer, beer's hot, you know, especially American beer and California beer. So I did have some Maltesian beers, some beers made on this. You know, the island is only 21 miles across.
Oh, it's a tiny island. I know that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There's several of them. My father came in the 60s with the Navy, and it was one of his favorites. So I can't even believe I'm here. It's just unbelievable. So
you were in Italy, and now you're in Malta, which is – basically off the coast of Sicily, Sicilia.
See, from your family sites there. So Malta has a very Italian influence, a bit of Arabic influence. The French were here for a while. Napoleon had conquered it before. But they actually has a huge military, like maritime kind of thing. They were a British colony for many years, thus like some of the breweries that are still here, like Farsons. I don't know if Mark's heard of them.
No,
they are actually – yeah, they're actually based in Malta now, but it was started by a Brit in 1929. But during World War II, the Nazis were trying to capture this island because if you see the location, it's the prime location to get to everywhere else.
Yeah, it is. But it's a tiny little island, as you pointed out.
It's tiny. Yeah, it's only 21 miles across. But it does have – so the British were able to keep the Nazis from taking it over, which was incredible. And so there's like statues to like Winston Churchill and all kinds of stuff everywhere. It is so stunningly beautiful here. It's not like like a tropical island, nothing like that. It's got some of the world's oldest man-made structures here, like temples that are older than the Egyptian pyramids. So this is the first known man-made structures in the world, and it's from 5,000 BC. That's 2,500 years before the pyramids.
Yeah, you sent me a great email today with photos and the description of everything there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fascinating. It truly is.
And then the beer. So it's hot in the summer here. So they do a lot of lagers. So the traditional one that you see around everywhere is kind of like their, you know, Budweiser, like everywhere, is called Cisk Lager, C-I-S-K, and it's made by Farsons.
Brewed on the island.
Then they're starting to do some craft beers. There's one called Lord Chambray that I had that was pretty good. They're doing, of course, lagers because of the heat, and then also a brown ale that Mark would be very proud of for these little guys. And they're just doing more and more. So what they really need here is a bottle shop like Willoughby's, though. I'll tell you what. because well, Willoughby's, a bottle shop here would do well.
Yeah, like okay. Willoughby's, so yeah. Let's go there because it is the Drive Hop Monk Willoughby's Brouhaha. And I mentioned Della Tofola. They're one of our great sponsors. But on this segment, it is Willoughby's. We're going to start with Mark Carpenter, who lives in Petaluma and loves Willoughby's Petaluma.
I do. It's a great place. My son last night was gave me a shout from Willoughby's.
Berlinda?
Oh, I love the one in Santa Rosa. So when I go, like when I do go, like traveling, like I said, people around the world are mad for, you know, American and California beers, but also I can find beers from all over the world at Willoughby's in Santa Rosa, but also I'll pick up some gifts to bring with me there to different places I'm going as well. And it's nice because you can get individual bottles or cans. You don't have to, you know, get a big thing, although that's always fun. And then, of course, it's, you know, Valentine's was just here. I was in Italy for Valentine's Day. How crazy is that? But you know, you can go in there and get a lovely cold bottle of beer, champagne, anytime. And then the Santa Rosa one does tastings. You can go in and try different beers.
And they have a cigar humidor or whatever.
And a cigar humidor and a huge selection of bitters for cocktails. Oh, my gosh.
I love bitters.
You know, so
yeah.
Everything you need to set up your bar cart, they have there, including for, like, parties, too.
Herlinda, when are you
so
coming home?
Super fun.
Are you ever coming home? You moving,
yeah,
moving to Malta?
I'm actually, now I'm ready to come home.
We'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be home this weekend. After, you know, if the more I talk about Sonoma County and where I live, you know, it's just the more I love it and miss it. So, and then, of course, my daughter. Yeah, I should probably go home at some point and water my plants.
All right, my dear. And but, I didn't know they had Skype in Malta, so I'm proud that you were able to fire up the Skype machine with enough oil and gasoline that we could do this on Skype.
Well, yeah, well, my friend's house I'm staying at is the new part is 200 years old, and the part that they know about is 500 years old. It's even older somewhere below. It's a trip. But the walls are like 2 feet thick of everything here is made. There's hardly any trees on the island. So
wow.
Everything is made with this limestone, coral limestone.
Wow.
And I'm shocked anything gets through it, but it does, you know, it's, I guess it's, I know it's a trip. It's weird. You should see like every place here. I'm like, oh, what's that church? And they're like, oh, it's just a church. And like a church that's would be some kind of landmark, you know, where we live, you know,
right,
you know,
right. To them, it's like, yeah, that's just another building. It's cool.
Yeah,
all right,
love it, though.
We got to go, my dear. So, we'll see you probably next week, huh?
Yes.
No.
For sure.
Oh,
week after, yeah.
Yeah, we got Warriors all week next week. So, yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Travel safe. That is Herlinda, yeah. Live in Malta.